That's fantastic to see you as part of the Central North Junior Carnivals. They just keep getting bigger and bigger, don't they?
They do, mate. We've been involved now for 4 or 5 years with the Scone Juniors, and you know, numbers at the Scone Club are excellent, and it's only for days like this that we keep getting people coming to them, so fantastic. It would have been easy for them to pull the pin yesterday, but they powered on with all the rain around, and it's been a great day.
Of course, also the fantastic thing about it is you've got plenty of kids coming down there on Friday night to Scone Rugby Park, and plenty more are welcome at 5 o'clock every Friday afternoon there in Aberdeen Street.
Yeah, definitely, mate. We've got about 130 under 6s to under 14s this year, but probably the most pleasing thing is there is we've got... But 15 brand new players who haven't been exposed to rugby have only just joined this year, and we're really excited about those boys. They've come across from another code, and they're really enjoying their time. We're really enjoying what they can bring to our club, as well as what we can give to them.
And it's great to see kids from Denman and Muswellbrook coming down as well as Aberdeen.
Mate, yep, our furthest kids travel from 15 minutes west of Marywool to the southern side of Denman, and then all around Aberdeen, Muswellbrook and Scone.
And also great that you've had the New South Wales Country Junior Championships in the 15s and 16s.
Yeah, big boost for rugby in our town. It's no mistakes. Scone's known for being a league town and very successful league town, which is great. To be able to host the 15s and 16s Country Championships was fantastic and a real shot in the arm for rugby union for Scone.
And also, of course, we've got on July the 10th yet another edition of the Cauliflower Club. Hopefully we can get some players up as part of that as well.
Yeah, mate, it's always hard hosting something in the middle of the year like that, trying to get some representative players. Unfortunately, we only get the ones if there is an injury, so we've certainly got our hands up for that. But look, we've got teams nominated from Sydney already. We've got Chatswood bringing a couple of teams. We've got one of the Sydney schools bringing a team. There's also a team coming from Brisbane for the Cauliflower Cup.
Yeah, it should get bigger and better, of course. Cauliflowerclub.org.au is what it's all about, and should be a fantastic day out there at the Bill Rosicks are there at Scone Business, of course. You're part of the full body experience that is the McCallum Inglis. How's things down there? Not only with selling of the horses, but also property in that sort of area as well.
Yeah, real property very strong, mate. Back on the back of cattle prices, and a good season in the last sort of 18 months has boosted our property prices. Lovely to come up here this morning tipping 86 mils out of the rain gauge, so that'll keep everyone happy for the next little bit.
And also the mines down there in Muswellbrook and Singer, is that something that's going to be on the downturn, or do you think it'll have a bit of a breather for a couple of years and people are going to stop migrating over the rain, come back down into the Hunter Valley?
Mate, I think we're at. I think we've seen the effects. We've had lots of numerous people unfortunately laid off and had to move out of town and interstate for work. But I think we've hit a bit of a bottom. Everything seems to have plateaued out, and people are starting to get a bit more confidence in their jobs and their job security. So I think we're at a low, and we're moving forward from there.
Yeah. And finally, plenty of girls are welcome down there on Friday nights as well. Great inspiration with the Hunter girls winning yet another title as well. And that's something with the Olympics coming up as well. It's just going to be more exposure for the game.
Oh, very exciting, mate. I think our Sevens girls team is one of the most exciting things we can watch on TV. And we're only commenting last night, it's just not our girls rugby, but girls, Australian girls sport's fantastic. You know, we're doing really well in all the codes, but those rugby girls, lots of our kids had the experience with them up at our national training there in January that we had in Armidale when the Sevens girls came. And that was a really good shot for our boys to see what the girls can do. And to be able to watch them on telly and point out some people they met's fantastic. So no, all the bit. Just going leaps and bounds for the females.
So that is the new Mitchell National Rugby Camp. You can find out more about that at nationalrugbycamps.com.au, and it's great to catch up with you, Gus, and all the best as you try and work these kids around at Scone Junior Rugby Club.
Yeah, we love it, mate. Every Friday night, Mum and Dad get to have a beer and wine, and we go out and run around with the kids for an hour and a half, and they all have a feed afterwards and sit in front of the open fire at the clubhouse there. It's good fun, and we love it.